Joey Namber asks, oh, Martha, this, did you set this one up?
I probably, yeah, put them up to it.
What encouragement do you have for moms of babies who still wake often to nurse at 7 to 8 months?
Well, I guess the bottom line encouragement is hang in there. This isn't going to last forever. And, Amber, you are the mom of this baby. Joey, you're the dad. I'm sure you make a lot of joint decisions about how your parenting should go. It's thinking in terms of how are you going to be responsive to your baby who wakes up to nurse. Parents have expectations that often are not met. And maybe your friends have even been telling you that this baby should be sleeping through the night. But just know that your baby is your baby. Babies are all different. We could certainly attest to that, having 8 different ones ourselves. So if you're the mom, you're the expert in your baby. You are the one who knows that your baby needs you at night. And, you know, in fairness to your husband, hopefully the two of you are on the same page about this baby waking. If you have your baby sleeping close by you, it makes it easier. And so that's another discussion you could have, either close by you in the same bedroom together or nearby enough that you – often a baby just needs reassurance of the child – of the parent's presence. We think it's important to be responsive to your baby. The only alternative is to let them cry it out. And, of course, for us, that's a bad direction to go in, not the right direction to go in.
And I want to address this from a pediatrician standpoint. Thank you, Nurse Martha. And
Mom, that was Mom.
Mom, Martha. Okay, and because I get this question. First of all, Amber, you have what we pediatricians call an all-night sucker. Okay. Now,
here's why they do this.
Again, get behind the eyes of your baby. All right. At 7 months, 8 months, your baby is starting to play. He's got lots of other things to do during the day. And you're busy during the day. But at night, aha, I've got Mom all to myself. So I'm going to literally milk the situation for all I can get. So your baby's smart. Now, it's tiring, very tiring. So here's some ways you may try to sleep better. First of all, be realistic. If you resent going to bed because it's work rather than rest, that's a red flag that says, hey, I got to make a change. And here's how you can do it. First of all, tank her up during the day.
So then she's an all-day sucker,
yes.
Not an
well,
all-night.
But pick twice a day that you're the most tired and lie down together and nap nurse. That's point number one. Secondly, and now, Joey, this will be for you, tough for dads. Now, you could, and we did this with one of our babies when Martha was just so exhausted, and moms don't give up. They just keep exhausting themselves. And one day I remember putting a little sign on her bedroom mirror, Martha, remember, what our baby needs most is a happy, rested mom. So I need to do something. So here's what we would do. Martha would nurse Stephen down to sleep, but not totally. And then when he was half asleep, we call it in football practice the handoff. She'd hand off the baby to me, and I would father nurse. See, nursing doesn't mean breastfeeding. Nursing means comforting.
It doesn't just mean
father nursing. So the neck nestle, I would sing to her, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, my little baby. And the male voice is more lulling often to babies off to sleep. Now, can fathers nurse? No, men are milk duds, obviously, so they're not going to nurse off. They're not going to breastfeed. But when the baby wakes up, father can so-called nurse sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's teamwork.
Excellent, excellent counsel.